Well, the incident with the US Reaper surveillance drone is once again raising tensions between Moscow and Washington. We have heard in the past few hours from President Putin's spokesperson, who told media that the president has been briefed on what he described as the American drone incident, but there has not been any contact at the highest levels of government over it. We have also heard, of course, from Russia's ambassador to the United States, who called the presence of that drone near the Crimean Peninsula an act of provocation and unacceptable. But the White House and the Pentagon is not backing down over all of this. They say that that $32 million drone was in international airspace over international waters, and it had every right to be flying where it was. But nevertheless, we understand, according to the Pentagon, that those two Russian jets harassed that drone for around 30 minutes. They made 19 dangerous close passes. They also at one point dumped fuel on it, according to authorities. And it was at that point that the US says that one of the jets nudged the drone, causing it to then crash into the Black Sea. Now, we have not had any word yet on how that drone will be retrieved. There are questions over whether Russia will try to gain access to that drone and then examine it. But we also know that many European allies are watching this very, very closely. They understand that this is now the first time throughout the war in Ukraine that an American-operated military asset has had contact with a Russian asset. It is for that reason that we understand NATO's top military commander has briefed all of the allies on this incident and say they are watching it very closely, as diplomats also work to try and defuse tensions.